And a pleasant good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball play between the Dort College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 3-13 in the G-Pack, 11-15 overall, while the Morningside Mustangs come in boasting one of the best post-Christmas seasons of the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule. The Morningside Mustangs, the women, though, so far this year, are ranked number 8th in the country. They're 20-6 overall, 11-5 of the conference. They have won 12 of their last 13, with a lone setback in the string being a 90-60 setback to Concordia. Concordia has done that to a lot of teams this season. Coming up shortly, we will have a prayer offered by Dort College President Eric Hoekstra, followed by our national anthem. We are just about set for basketball. We have yet to have the introduction of the starting lineups. Let's do that now. First of all, for the Morningside Mustangs, they will start number 2, Lexi Ackerman. Ackerman, a long-time standout for the Morningside Mustangs, a 5'10 senior from Rock Rapids, Iowa, averaging 15.5 points per game. Number 5 is Taylor Bohansky, a 5'9 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 9 points per game. Madison Brown is a 5'8 junior from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 15.9 points per game. Number 21 is Sydney Huff, a 6-foot freshman from O'Neill, Nebraska, averaging 7.5 points per game. And Lauren Lemkiel rounds out the starting lineup for the Morningside Mustangs and Coach Jamie Sale. She averages 13.2 points per game. She's a 6-foot junior from Wakefield, Nebraska. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 4, a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, Kim Cruz, averaging 9.4 points per game. Number 22 is Jamie Gason, a 5'9 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 9.9 points per game. Number 23 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 7.4 points per contest. Number 25 is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 7 points per game. And number 31 is Shea Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per contest. As I began, the Morningside Mustangs having as good a post-Christmas portion of the schedule as anyone in the conference. They've won 12 of their last 13. Madison Brown scores 15.9 points per game, leads the team with 75 made three-point baskets. Lexi Ackerman contributes 15.5 points per game, with 5.2 rebounds, and she is making 48.1% of her field goal attempts. The Mustang women rank third in the NAI in total three-point field goals made with 254 and fourth in three-point shots made per game at 9.8. The Defender women are 11-15 this season, 3-13 in the GPAC. They've won three out of their last four games in league play. The Defenders are led by Jamie Gasek and Kim Cruz with 9.9 and 9.4 points per game, respectively. We are underway with basketball, and the Morningside Mustangs have the basketball. They're in their dark jerseys, black jerseys with maroon numbers and lettering trimmed out in white. Mustangs have the basketball. 9:48 left to play. First quarter of action just underway after a week off last week. We had Saturday off from GPAC basketball. Putback is up and good for the Mustangs. And Sydney Hupp. Hupp with a two-point basket. And the Mustangs grab a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Key for handling the Morningside Mustangs. Defense is handling their pressure defense. They will play mostly zone. Pass goes right side over to Angbers. Angbers over the basketball. Cruz, 10 to shoot. Comes over to Rinesmith, left wing. Penetrates, kick out. Gasing, Gasing, 3. Rattles out, no good. Rebound to Palama. Palama unable to save it in. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It will be Morningside basketball. Dort College in their home white jerseys. Black numbers trimmed out in yellow. Morningside over the basketball. This is Ackerman. Ackerman, one of three players in the rotation for the Mustangs with over 1,000 career points. Bounce pass down to the wing on the backdoor cut for Madison Brown. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with it. Gasing gives it in to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it in the backcourt. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing up the floor to Palama. Palama back to Gasing. Gasing 3-on-2. Drops it up for Cruz. Cruz down to the block. Gathers herself off of the glass. Good. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket, and we have our first tie of the ballgame. We're tied 2-2, 8:37 remaining, first quarter of play. Mustang basketball, they pass it off left side. Mustangs have it. And the Mustangs working it to the right wing, Ackerman. Ackerman guarded there by Cruz, looking down low instead, kicks it out to Lemke. Lemke over the basketball, Bahensky. Bahensky, a backdoor cut intended for Lemke. Lemke got it. Her left-handed layup, no good. Here comes Dort College after the rebound. Comes over to Angbers. Angbers, three ball, yes. Paige Angbers with a three-point basket, and the Dort College lead is 5-2. 5-2 our score with a basketball left side, Bahensky. Bahensky on the wing. Bahensky back over to Ackerman. Ackerman sets, fires her three, is off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. Our officials today, Chris Ehlers, Connor Singhuysen, and Ryan Fries. Regular faces in the Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball scene. With the basketball is Jamie Gasing. Gasing in between the circles. She passes right side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith fires it cross court. Angbers. Angbers, Gasing. Gasing down to the block. Nothing there. Comes back over to Angbers. Cross court pass. Right side, Rinesmith. Bounce pass. And she finds Gasing. Gasing for the 2-point basket. And the Dort College lead is 7-2. 7-2. 2.5 minutes gone in this contest. Driving in is Bahensky. Bahensky with the right hand. Strong move to the basket. Crossing over from the left wing. She crosses the hoop and makes the reverse layup. It's 7-4. Dort College up by 3. Gasing goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gathers it. Comes back right side. Cruz. Cruz pull up from 10. Off of the glass. Too strong. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside and Brown. Brown over the basketball. Brown stops. Pops. 3 on the way. Off the front iron. No good. Rebound put back, though, for Morningside. And coming up with the rebound and the putback is Ackerman, as nobody got a body on her. And the Defenders lead 7-6. 7-6, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the right side. Has it poked away. She'll set the offense again as she inbounds the basketball. Bahensky tapped it away. Dort College will inbound on the right sideline, facing the Dort College hoop, about 10 feet or so over the half-court stripe. Left side pass with it is Angbers. Angbers cross-court pass, Rinesmith gives to Eva Vold. Eva Vold checked into the ballgame at the last break along with Kenzie Bausma. Angbers reverses over to Gasing. Gasing pulls up from 10. It's good. Jamie Gasing left baseline jumper from 10 feet is good. Dort College leads 9-6. Morningside basketball. Mustangs have it over to Brown. Brown with it on the wing. Brown gives it up to Ackerman. Ackerman comes back to Bohansky. Bohansky on the right wing. Bohansky looking for the pick and roll, and Morningside gets the pick and roll. They execute it. Lauren Lemkiel down the middle of the lane gets the short shot to go. It's 9-8. 9-8 our score as she banged it off of the glass. Gasing of the basketball. Morningside, nothing in terms of a trap so far in their pressure defense. It's been pretty token pressure so far. Just slowing down the North College offensive set just a little bit. Angbers comes back over to Ryan Smith. Right side comes Gasing. Gasing down to Evavold. The slice through the lane. And a wide open layup for North College and Bausma. Kenzie Bausma with a 2-point bucket. North College leads 11-8. Ackerman tries to drive into the lane, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul called on Kenzie Bausma. That's Bausma's first, and the first team foul, first foul called on either team so far. Ryan Smith is out of the basketball game. Checking in will be Flown. Also checking out Angbers, and checking in is Harmson. Right side of the lane, inbounding will be Morningside's Jordan Moser. And the ball's tapped away and stolen by Gasing. Gasing from the basketball. Gasing up the floor. Gasing on the right elbow. Drops it into the corner. Harmson. Harmson looking for the late cut. Instead picks up her dribble. Comes back left side over to Flown. Flown shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Evavold. Rachel Evavold with the 2-point bucket. North College leads 13-8. Morningside basketball as they set the offense. So far, North College's offense having its way. Pass goes down low, intended for Bohansky. It's tapped out of bounds by Harmson as she gets a hand on the basketball. It goes out of bounds. It will be Morningside basketball. So far, North College 6 of 9 from the floor. Morningside 4 for 8. Morningside basketball, Moser. Moser feeds it into the corner. 3 on the way from the corner. Missed it, no good. Rebound, Bausma. Bausma gets it over to Flown. Flown into the front court, Cruz. Cruz drops it off Harmson. She pulls the trigger too strong with the left wing jumper, and the rebound is taken away by Bohansky. She heads up the floor. Long pass into the front court. Morningside attacking Moser. Moser over the top of Cruz. Shot no good. And the rebound is ripped down by Bausma. Bausma gets it over to Cruz. Kim with the basketball, free throw line. Back over to Flown. Flown down to the baseline. Flown gets it away. Comes back over. And the rebound of the loose basketball, Harmson lost it. It was stolen by Brown. Brown missed it, no good. And the rebound is taken away by North College. Harmson up the floor, Bausma. Bausma in traffic off the side of the backboard, no good. North College resets it, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz over to Flown. Flown to Bausma, 15 to shoot. Flown back over to Harmson. Harmson, 3, that one's good. Peyton Harmson with a 3-point bucket, and the North College defender lead is 16-8. 16-8, North College up by 8, 3:35 and counting. First quarter of play, Ackerman out front, Moser. Moser, kick out pass back over to Ackerman. Ackerman, 3, trying to stop the bleeding, no good. And the North College defenders riding a 7-point run, bring the ball into the front court. With the basketball out front is Harmson. Harmson left side, Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, cut off. And we've got a hand check called on the play against Ackerman. Lexi Ackerman whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number one against the Morningside Mustangs. 3:15 left to play, first quarter of action. Throwing the ball in for North College will be Flown. Flown to trigger. Flown, bounce pass. Comes in to Bausma. Bausma unable to finish it, but a foul on the play. North College with a two-shot situation coming for Bausma. Foul's called on Abby Dreeling. Dreeling, a 5'7 freshman from Everson, Nebraska. Shooting the free throws will be Kenzie Bausma. She'll shoot a pair as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Bausma is a 56% free throw shooter. The first one is off the mark, no good. She'll try to regroup here and knock this one down and try to give North College their biggest lead of the ball game. Right now it stands at 8. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Bausma makes 1 of 2. And the defenders lead 17-8. North College on an 8-0 run. Hand check called on the other end. That's going to go on Harmson as the Morningside player. Abby Dreeling put her on the floor hard, and Harmson got whistled for the personal, her first. And that is team foul number one on the, team foul number two on the defenders. Moser will inbound the basketball for Morningside. Abby Pruitt checks into the ballgame for the defenders. Pass comes right side to Hausch. And what do we have? Might be an illegal screen called on Morningside, or was it 3 seconds in the lane? I was shielded by the official on the near side at the time when the call was made. Dort College gets the ball on the turnover. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith looking. Ryan Smith has it at the top of the key. Ryan Smith feeds it off left side over to Pruitt. Swing pass, Gesink. Gesink, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, three from the corner. Missed it, too strong, no good. It rolls out. And coming back the other way, Morningside and Ackerman. Ackerman crosses over, drives the lane against Gesink, poked away. But a foul on the play called on the Dort College defenders. That's going to go on Jamie Gesink, and that is foul number one on her. Foul number one called on Gesink. Foul is called on the ground. Three fouls now on Morningside in this quarter. Three-pointer up, no good. Rebound tapped, and we've got a foul on the play called on the rebound. That's going to go against Morningside. And that's going to go against number 32, Rochelle Hausch. Hausch whistled for the personal, her third. Inbounding will be Gesink. Gesink gets it into Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back over to Gesink. Morningside stepping up the defensive pressure a little bit here. Comes over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith across the timeline. And he gives it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith high post. Engbers. Engbers 10-footer rolls it in. Paige Engbers with five first quarter points. The defenders lead 19-8. Underneath and stopping the bleeding for the Mustangs is Hausch. Hausch with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 19-10. Gesink with the basketball. 1:50 remaining first quarter. Gesink with it on the right elbow. Comes over to Palaba. Shea with it. Shea back over to Ryan Smith. Ball fake left side. Drives right. Comes back over to Gesink. 12 to shoot. Comes back to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith feeds it underneath Palaba. Palaba in traffic. Off of the glass. Good. Shea Palaba with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 21-10. Morningside basketball. Mustangs have it on the left side. This is Hausch. Hausch, three, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Gesink. Jamie Gesink into the front court. She passes right side over to Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt, Gesink, Gesink, Engbers. Engbers thought about the three. Now they go high post instead to Pruitt. Pruitt feeds it down low for Palaba. Palaba with a left hand, no good. Tap out, controlled by Engbers. Three-pointer on the way for Engbers. Too strong, no good. Hustling for it is Palaba. Keeps it alive. Shea Palaba feeds it out front. Engbers. Engbers to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a basketball. Now Gesink fires it left side. Pruitt. Pruitt penetrates. Kick out right side. Engbers. Engbers. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith lets fly three. Good. Annie Ryan Smith with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defender lead is 24-10. 24-10 our score. Dort College by a couple of touchdowns. Morningside basketball. Mustangs working it down low. With it is Hausch. Hausch in traffic. Her shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. 20 to shoot. And Dort College will hold for the final shot. Gesink with the basketball. Dort College up 14. Comes back right side over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back to Gesink. Gesink left side. Pruitt. Pruitt down to the baseline. 5 to shoot. Feeds it high post, Palaba, kick out, Engbers. Engbers, three on the way, missed it, no good. And the rebound is tipped and controlled by Morningside and Ackerman, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Dort College 24, Morningside 10. Back with the second quarter of action from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from a variety of businesses across Northwest Iowa. Some of those businesses include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Dort College with the basketball after the quarter break. Out front, they go left side over to Gasing. Gasing feeds it down low. Evavold. Evavold turns. Nothing there. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers with tight defense. Now 10 to shoot. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz right wing. Gasing. Gasing crosses over. Her shot in traffic is good. Jamie Gasing with 6 points, and the defender lead is 26 to 10. 26-10 our score. Dort College, as good a start as you could hope for against this Morningside team. 11 of 20 from the floor so far, well over 55%. Driving right side, they get it over to Gasing. Gasing reverses it left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Angbers at the top of the key. Feed it down low for Evavold, and a reach called on Sydney Hupp. That's foul number one on the Mustangs in this quarter. As we start the count over to try to get to five for the bonus. Inbounding will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking. Passes into Angbers. Angbers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith, strong move in traffic. Draws some contact. No call made. Here comes Morningside. Madison Brown with the basketball. Brown feeds it out front to Hupp. Hupp, spin move in traffic. Puts it up, and the help defense by Gasink. Who's the foul going to go on? It's going to go on Gasink on the help defense. That's number two on her. Free throws on the way for Sydney Hupp. Hupp fouled in the act of shooting. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. Located in Orange City, and by People's Insurance, they're a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley. Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra in Sioux Center. Their number is 722-0101. Sydney Hupp makes both free throws, and the Dort College lead is 26-12. Ryan Smith across the half-court stripe working against the defender. And that is someone who did not play in their most recent outing. That's Tristan Beaulieu. Beaulieu into the contest. Comes back. Right side, Cruz. Cruz into the corner. Rinesmith. Rinesmith down to the baseline. Reverses it, intended for Evavold. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. Last touch by Dort. It will be Morningside basketball. So Morningside will get the basketball. Morningside passes left side. This is Brown. Brown goes to Beaulieu. Beaulieu back over to Brown. Brown left side, Bohensky. Bohensky kick out pass. Driving in, reversal. Left side jumper is off the mark, no good. Beaulieu with the offensive rebound and the putback. Her shot no good. But a foul on the play called against Dort College on the putback attempt. And Beaulieu will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. Dort College leads 26-12, now 26-13, pending another free throw for Beaulieu. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible by Poyne Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time. Since 1955. Beaulieu makes one of two. Morningside is now 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Dort College 1 for 2. On the right side with it is Pruitt. Pruitt feeds it back over to Bausma. Bausma, Cruz, 15 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back left side over to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, picks up her dribble, and now a jump ball called as Bohensky gets her hands on it. Forces the tie up, and the Dort College defenders are going to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson saw something she wanted to address. She calls a 30-second timeout to do so with her team leading 26-13. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Shot missed. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Comes back over. Out front. This is Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz feeds it right side. Down to the baseline, cut off Bausma. Bausma looking for someone to pass to. Gets it away to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt feeds it high post. Palma, 8 to shoot. Comes back to Pruitt. Pruitt jumper, right corner, off the mark, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with the basketball. North College by 13. Three-pointer from the top of the key, no good. Rebound long, taken down by Bausma after the missed shot by Lemkuhl. And the defenders come back the other way. Pruitt, left side. Pruitt comes back over to Bausma. Bausma, Cruz. Cruz trying to feed it underneath for Bausma. It goes out of bounds. Deflected by North College, out of play. It will be Morningside basketball. So Morningside gets the basketball back. North College leading 26-13. Morningside basketball. This is Beaulieu. Beaulieu to Bohensky. Bohensky drives in. Help defense by Bausma, but there for the offensive rebound over the missed shot is Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with 4 points. And the North College lead is down to 11. It was as many as 16 at 26-10. Driving in is Rinesmith. Rinesmith misses the lay-in. Right hand, left side. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Coming back with it is Bohensky. Bohensky, wild shot off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound tipped and it's controlled by Dort, but then stripped away by the Mustangs and Brown. Comes back to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl is called for traveling. It'll be North College basketball. North College basketball with nothing but nickels on the scoreboard. 5:55 left to play. First half of action. North College leading 26-15. In the backcourt with the basketball is Rinesmith. Gets it across with 2 seconds to spare. Pass right side over to Flown. Flown to Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Comes back over right side. Is Palama. Palama back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith shot, 3, good. Annie Rinesmith with the 3-point bucket. Dort College leads 29-15. Well, Dort College needed a shot there to answer. Shot by Ackerman, no good. And the Dort College defenders on the attack. Coming back right side with it is Flown. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gets another one. She's got 3 threes. And the North College lead is 32-15. Timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. 32-15, North College with back-to-back triples by Annie Rinesmith. And the defenders lead it by 17, their largest lead of the basketball game. Moments after Morningside had cut it down to an 11-point ball game. Shot by Bohensky, no good. Rebound taken away by Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl's shot no good, and now a reach-in foul called on Taylor Bohensky. Bohensky whistled for her first personal, and that is team foul number 2 on Morningside in this quarter. Inbounding the basketball will be Dort College's Peyton Harmson, Annie Rinesmith in the backcourt. Rinesmith comes back over to Flown. Flown back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side, Harmson. Harmson back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith has it taken away by Bohensky, and Bohensky is going to be called for a reach. Foul number 2 on Taylor Bohensky. Two fouls on Bohensky. She will check out of the basketball game with averaging 9 points per game. She's got a couple of points. Coach Jamie Sale not in agreement with that call on the Morningside bench, letting the official know that thought she had all ball. Rinesmith with it on the right wing. Rinesmith pass deflected, taken back by Ackerman. Ackerman in the backcourt. Ackerman gets it up left side. North College, a fast start to this ball game. They lead 32-15. They feed it down low to Hupp. Hupp shot, no good. Oivavold held her ground. And the rebound is cleared by Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Rinesmith is going to take it hard to the basket. Her layup attempt, she's stripped on the way up. It will be North College basketball. North College basketball. Throwing the ball in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Will be Flown. Driving in right side is Cruz. Cruz gets the pass. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Again, Cruz with it. Cruz with a putback. She's got 4. And the North College lead is 19 at 34-15. 34-15, right side pass with it is Brown. Brown on the wing. Brown gets it back out front to Dreeling. Dreeling. Shot on the way by Lemkiel is good. Lauren Lemkiel averaging 13.2 points per game. Buries a three-point shot. That's the first basket for Morningside since it was 26-15. They surrendered 8 points in a row before getting that three-point bucket. Flone trying to dribble through traffic. It's taken away by Ackerman. Ackerman, wild dribble, got up around her shoulder, and she ends up carrying it. And it will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Inbounding will be Paige Angbers directly in front of me. On the floor for the defenders, it's Cruz, Evavold, Flone, Rinesmith, and Angbers. Those are your five for the defenders. Cross-court pass, left side, Angbers. Angbers over to Flone. Flone down to the baseline, cut off. Flone trying to pass it out of the double team. Got caught in the air without a flight plan. Here comes Morningside. Right side with it. Three on the way is up, and that one's off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz up the floor, doesn't have the number. She doesn't care. She's taking it hard to the rim, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Morningside's Jordan Moser. That is team foul number four on the Mustangs in this quarter. 2:56 left to play in a fast-moving first half of basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Kim Cruz misses the first free throw, but she comes back to nail the second one. Got it to roll home, and the defenders lead 35-18. 35-18, our score. Three-pointer on the way, left wing. It's up and down. Three-point basket for Jordan Moser, and it's 35-21. Dort College up 14, 2:35 and counting. Cruz passes right side. Palama, ball fake. Puts it hard with the on the floor with the right hand. Her layup is good. She's got seven, and the Dort College lead is 37-21. Morningside basketball. Lemkiel stripped by Ingmers. Picked up now by Morningside. Pass out front. Moser, three. Too strong, no good. Long rebound, though. Lemkiel will put up a three, and it's bombs away for Lemkiel. Lemkiel with 10 first-half points, and the Dort College lead is a baker's dozen, 37-24. Rinesmith with the basketball, two players around her, and Angbers is run into by the Morningside player, Madison Brown. Brown whistled for the personal, and Paige Angbers will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws as Morningside is now over the five-foul limit. Angbers to trigger it. She'll be shooting a pair. Paige Angbers doesn't get to the free throw line a lot. She's 8 of 12 this season. First free throw is up and good. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. Angbers makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 39-24. Shot no good from the perimeter. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball, Cruz. Cruz driving in with the right hand. Got too far under the basket. Missed it. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Dort College managing a 15-point lead with their leading scorer on the bench with foul trouble. Morningside basketball. Lauren Lemkiel. Lemkiel to Moser. Moser gets the return pass. 10 to shoot for Morningside. They feed it underneath. Shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback. Shot no good. And now foul called. And who's it going to go against? And it's going to go on Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for the Mustangs, and Coach Jamie Sale not happy with his players in the regular rotation. He has gone deeper into his bench than I had anticipated here in the first half. This is Alexandra Gill. Gill, 2 of 11 from the free throw line this season. Second free throw missed, no good. And the North College lead is 39-24. Right side pass goes to Bausma. Bausma gives it up, Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball on the right wing. Pruitt comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it on the elbow. Rinesmith looking for Bausma, and Bausma loses it out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball. 39-24 our score. North College leading by 15 as we approach the end of the first half of play. Morningside setting the offense. This is Moser. Moser. Right corner gets the return pass, does Moser. Moser to Dreeling. Dreeling, right-handed layup, shot no good there for the rebound is Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl shot no good. And North College clears it, and the defenders will bring it up. Shot by Palama on the breakaway. Too strong, no good. Rims off. And now Morningside will hold for the final shot of the first half of play. Morningside with the basketball. Moser. Moser to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl gives it up to Gill. Gill. Shot, no good. Rebound. Weak side. Coming up with it was Gill, and Gill gets fouled on the play. And Paige Angbers has just picked up her second personal foul of the basketball game. And Gill will go to the free throw line and shoot two more, where she is 2 for 13 this season. And she makes that one. So she's now 1 for 3 tonight. 8 tenths of a second remaining. Another free throw for Gill. Morningside can tap it in, but unlikely that they'd get a catch-and-shoot situation. And that's the end of the first half as Gill misses the second free throw. And the North College lead at halftime is 14-39-25. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Broadcasting from the campus of North College. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. We're at halftime. The North College defenders leading the Morningside Mustangs in women's GPAC basketball. 39-25. North College led by as many as 17. Beg your pardon, they led by 20 at one point. 35-15. Morningside, 9 of 38 from the floor for 23.7%. 3 of 16 from the three-point line for 19%. And 8 of 10 on, 4 for 8 from the free throw line for 50%. For the defenders, 15 of 29 from the floor for 51.7%. 5 of 11 on threes, 45.5%. 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. North College has a 28-18 rebound advantage. North College has 11 turnovers. Morningside has 5. North College is led by Annie Rinesmith with 9 points, 3 for 4 from the 3-point line, 3 of 5 overall. 7 for Paige Angbers, 6 for Jamie Giesing. She only played 9 minutes in the first half due to some foul trouble. 5 points for Kim Cruz, 4 for Shea Palamon, 3 for Kenzie Bausma, 3 for Peyton Harmson, and 2 for Rachel Evabold for their total of 39 points. For the Mustangs, Lauren Lemkuhl has 10 points, 4 for Sydney Hupp, 2 each for Lexi Ackerman and Taylor Bahansky, 1 for Tristan Beaulieu, 2 for Rochelle Hausch, 3 for Jordan Moser, and 1 for Alexandra Gill for their total of 25 points. For the Mustangs, they are led in rebounding by Gill and Lemkuhl with 5 rebounds apiece. For the North College defenders, Kim Cruz has 4 rebounds, Shea Palama has 7, Kenzie Bausma has 6, Peyton Harmson and Rachel Evabold have 3 rebounds apiece. Annie Rinesmith has 3 assists. Alyssa Flohn has 2. North College has 1 steal. Morningside has 7. They're led by Madison Brown with 3 and Lexi Ackerman with 2. Morningside in the first half, just 2 assists out of 9 baskets made. North College, 9 assists on 15 baskets made. North College leads at halftime 39-25. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more for you from the DeWitt Gym right after this. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gym. Let's take a look at scores from around the conference. And we have most of the games at this point that we can give halftime score reports on. Concordia leads Doan at halftime in women's play 38-33. That's the 15-0 Concordia Bulldogs against the 7-9 Doan College Tigers. Concordia right now four games clear of their nearest competitor in terms of the GPAC standings. Now, Concordia does have five games remaining in GPAC play. They will be playing a game this Sunday against Dakota Wesleyan that was pushed back due to weather earlier in the season. Dakota Wesleyan leads Briarcliff at the half 36-28. That's a Dakota Wesleyan team that's 12-4, number 12 in the country, against Briarcliff, who is 8-8 in the conference, 14-12 overall. Northwestern leads Mount Marty 38-36. Northwestern is 8-9 in the conference, 16-9 overall. Mount Marty is 5-11 in the conference and 11-15 overall. That game is being played in Orange City. And the Dort College Defenders lead Morningside 39-25. Trying to find the score on the Midland College of St. Mary contest. I believe that began at 6 o'clock. That's what I have on my schedule at least. But it could easily be a 7 o'clock start because that is a women's basketball game only, obviously. We'll do a little more checking. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Well, finally was able to track down that score. Midland and the College of St. Mary. Midland leads the College of St. Mary Flames 35-30 at halftime. We're at half of the women's basketball game between Dort College and Morningside. Dort College leads at 39-25. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service, and by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. The Dort College defenders, a 14-point cushion at halftime. Now, I've watched enough and witnessed enough Morningside basketball games against Dort College that I know that the halftime score means absolutely nothing. So let's see what the Dort College defenders can do here in the second half against this Morningside team that is rated in the top 10 in the country. Dort College defenders a couple of weeks ago knocked off Northwestern when they were rated in the top 25. See if Dort College can make it four wins out of five tries. Here this evening it would be a huge upset if they were able to hang on. 10 to shoot for Dort College with the basketball. Rinesmith kicks it over to Gasing. Gasing too strong from the right baseline. And the rebound is cleared by the Morningside Mustangs. Mustangs up and running. With it is Brown. Brown down to the baseline. Gives it up. Comes back over to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl, three-point basket. Good. She's got 13. 39-28. Morningside whittles it down to 11 again. Last time they did this, Rinesmith came back and knocked down a couple of threes for the defenders. Angbers trying to do it this time, and she does. Left baseline jumper for Paige Angbers. She's got 12 by my count. And the Dort College defenders lead 42-28. 42-28 our score. Left side pass with it is Hupp. Hupp down to the baseline, puts it up over the top of Angbers. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Gasing. Gasing of the basketball. Now Gasing did not play much in the first half, only about 9 minutes. Shot from the corner, Rinesmith. Yes! Annie Rinesmith, her fourth three of the day. Dort College leads 45-28. 8:30 remaining. Driving in, right side, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Kick out pass by Hansky. Bahansky misses badly. Rebound cleared by Morningside and the putback for the Mustangs and Hupp. Hupp with 6 points and the Dort College lead is 45-30. 45-30 our score. Dort College up 15. 8:16 remaining in the third quarter. Gasing gets the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith in the backcourt. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College gets it ahead, gets it across half court ahead of the 10 seconds call. Cruz drives baseline. Her layup is good. Kim Cruz made it look easy that time. Got around her defender for the easy baseline drive, and the Dort College lead is 47-30. Kickout pass, right side with it is Hop. Hop, spin move with the right hand, missed it, no good. Fight for the basketball, and jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Morningside basketball. So Morningside with the basketball on the alternating possession. 7:49 remaining. Third quarter of play. Morningside to inbound the basketball. Mustangs get it in. Left-handed layup is good for the Mustangs and Brown. Brown with a two-point basket, her first of the day. And the Dort College lead is 47-32. Here comes Dort College on the fast break. Gasing out front, Cruz. Cruz, right side, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, ball fake, shot blocked. Gasing comes away with it. Offensive rebound, no. Gasing with the basketball back, fires it back over to Engbers. Engbers with the ball, comes over to Cruz. Cruz, Ryan Smith. And I believe there is a question as to whether the shot clock should have been reset. Right now there are 9 seconds on the shot clock. Question is, did a Dort College player hit the rim with their shot? They ruled she did not. So Ryan Smith will inbound with 9 seconds on the shot clock. They get it inbounded to Gasing. 8 to shoot, now 7. Gasing gets a screen. In traffic, it's stripped. Coming up with it is Brown. Brown driving in. Brown is fouled on the play by Engbers, and that's foul number 3 on Page. So Paige Engbers, the first player for Dort College to pick up 3 personal fouls with 7:13 remaining in this third quarter. First free throw is up and good for Brown. Brown with 3 points all in the second half. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. So Brown makes both free throws. Steal by Morningside in the backcourt. Missed the shot, though. Here comes Dort College. Rinesmith over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Paloma. Paloma cross court, left side, over to Rinesmith. Dort College will gather themselves after breaking the press. 4 points for Brown. Driving baseline was Gasing. Gasing got bodied pretty hard and lost it out of bounds. It will be Morningside basketball. Morningside trailing by Baker's dozen, 47-34. This one's going to get tense before it's all said and done. 6:47 remaining. Morningside trying to amp up the defensive pressure. And with the basketball, the Mustangs bring it up. Taking it up is Moser. Moser in between the circles picks up her dribble. Pass comes right side, ball fake. Driving in is Hausch, and Hausch is going to be called for traveling. Hausch whistled for the travel. It'll be Dort College basketball. Cruz is in. Pruitt is in. Cruz is out. Gasing will inbound the basketball. Jamie looking for someone to pass to. Gets it in to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gets through traffic. Pass comes right side, and now the ball deflected, picked up by Morningside and Bahansky. Bahansky with the basketball. Bahansky with a head full of steam. Passes it underneath, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside, and Rochelle Hausch can't handle it. And the two teams exchanging turnovers. A 13-point lead for the defenders. It was 14 at halftime. Lemkuhl is in, checking out Bahansky for the Mustangs. Dort College, Gasing will inbound. She gets it in to Flohn. Flohn to Gasing. Gasing of the basketball. Gasing driving in, sidesteps the defender all the way, coast to coast for Jamie Gasing. She's got 8. Dort College leads 49-34. Right, left side with the basketball. Driving in is Bork. Kick out pass, Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl buries another 3. Lemkuhl with 16. And the defender lead is a dozen, 49-37. Flown into the front court with a basketball. 5:45 remaining third quarter. Gasing on the wing, gives it to the cutter, Pruitt. Pruitt shot, no good. Surprised how open she was, unable to finish it. Here comes Morningside. Morningside, 3 on the way, and burying the 3 from the right wing, deep on the right side is Madison Brown. Brown with 7 now, all in the second half. And the Mustangs are within single digits for the first time since the first half of play. Dort College will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College by 9. Morningside has cut 5 off of the lead. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play right after this. Inbounding the basketball is Cruz. She gets it into Pruitt. Pruitt will take it across the half-court stripe. She passes left side over to Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble. Kim gets it middle of the lane to Pruitt. Pruitt in traffic, tries to drop it off, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, throwing it in will be Flown left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Flown triggering, looking, pass over the top, Gasing, 9 to shoot. Bausma posting up against Lemkuhl, her shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Morningside, and Morningside can cut further into what was a 20-point lead at one time and is now 9 and is now 7 on the drive by Ackerman. It's 49-42, Dort College up by 7. Pruitt in the backcourt. Pruitt gets it over to Flown. Flown up the floor. Flown to Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt right side Cruz. Cruz 3 off the heel, too strong, no good. Rebound Flown. Flown is fouled on the play. And Alyssa Flown able to keep the ball away from Jordan Moser. Moser picks up her second personal foul. And it will be Dort College basketball. Checking out of the game will be Gasing. Checking in is Palama. So Flown, Pruitt, Bausma, Cruz, and Palama on the floor right now. Ball is inbounded. They get it into Pruitt. Pruitt left wing. Pruitt in traffic, kicks it back over to Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Comes back over to Flown. Flown in the lane. This is Pruitt. Pruitt, two players around her at the free throw line. Has it tied up momentarily, wrestles it away. Cruz in traffic, shot no good, but a foul on the play called against Morningside. Foul charge to Lauren Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl whistled for her first personal, and Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair. Cruz is a 60% free throw shooter. Free throw on the way by Cruz is up and good. So Kim Cruz, 2 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 8 points. And the defender lead is back to 8 pending another free throw. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Cruz misses the second free throw. She rattled it. Coming back is Ackerman. Ackerman the drive through the lane, and Ackerman makes it a 6-point ball game with an easy right-handed layup, a relatively easy right-handed layup. Ryan Smith in the backcourt. Pass over the timeline. Finds Harmson. Harmson on the left wing. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith back over to Harmson. Harmson, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith buries another three. Annie Rinesmith with her 5th three. She's got 15 points, and the defender lead is 53-44. Answering is Ackerman. She misses on the 10-foot jumper from the right side, and the defenders will bring it back the other way. 3:30 remaining third quarter. 9-point advantage for the defenders. Rinesmith. Rinesmith back out front. Cruz. Cruz looking. Nothing there. Now finds Palama. Palama against Lemkuhl, kicks it out, and a 3 seconds in the lane violation charged against Shea Palama. Shea got the ball, tried to make a move, passed it back out, and did not leave the lane immediately. And she gets whistled for a 3 seconds in the lane violation. Morningside basketball, Bahinski. Bahinski drives in, a lot of contact, no call made. 2 players hit the floor, 1 for Dort, 1 for Morningside. Pass goes over to Harmson. Harmson with it, backdoor cut, Bausma. Bausma baseline jumper, no good. Rebound is cleared by Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl with the basketball, gets it ahead to Ackerman. Ackerman drives into lane, tries the spin move, instead comes back with a 10-footer off of the backboard, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Palabong. Rinesmith came back for the outlet pass. Instead, they give it to Cruz. 2:40 remaining. Third quarter of play. Pass goes high post. Palama. Palama. Harmson. Harmson. 3. Yes. Peyton Harmson with a 3-point bucket. She's got 6. Dort College leads by a dozen. 56-44. Morningside basketball. 3-pointer. Missed it. No good. Fight for the basketball. The deflection. Lemkuhl comes up with it. Lemkuhl with the putback, and Lemkuhl will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul is going to go on Paloma. That's number one on her. What ended up happening there was two Dort College players ended up fighting for the basketball. It came loose, and Lemkuhl got it, and Lemkuhl made the basket. The junior from Wakefield, Nebraska, averaging 13.2 points per game with an opportunity at a three-point play here. She has 18 points currently for the Mustangs. Free throw on the way for Lemkuhl is up and good, so Lemkuhl completes the old-fashioned three-point play. She's been the bright spot offensively for Morningside. 2:15 and counting. Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, three players around her. And Annie Rinesmith is going to be called for a carry as she took it across the timeline. Morningside gets the ball back after the turnover. Members of the Dort crowd may have wanted a foul before the carry. Instead, Dort College gets the ball back on the missed shot by Morningside. Dort College basketball, they feed it down low. Paloma. Paloma back out front. Cruz. Cruz splits the defense, tries to drop it off, and it's taken away by Morningside and Bahansky. Bahansky up the floor, passes it to Ackerman. Ackerman, kick out pass on the way, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Paloma. Paloma over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith will bring it up. Rinesmith with a basketball in between the circles. Annie setting the offense. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Harmson comes back left side. Rinesmith, 1:22 on the game clock now. Gasing goes high post. Harmson. Harmson off of the window from straight on, no good from 10 feet. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Mustangs with it. Ackerman. Ackerman, bounce pass down low, intended for Lemkuhl. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Cruz checks out of the ball game. Paloma checks out. Dort College countering with Evavold and Pruitt on the floor right now, along with Rinesmith, Harmson, and Gasink. Out front with basketball, Bahansky. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Dort College by nine. Morningside's been as close as six. Thinking about the jumper was Ackerman. She feeds it left side instead over to Hupp. Hupp puts it up. A foul on the play called on Evavold. Evavold trying to match up with her defensively. And the Morningside Mustangs will have the basketball, shooting free throws with Sydney Hupp doing the honors. Dort College leading 56-47. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron, call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101. Hupp makes both free throws. Morningside with a steal on the other end, but they turn it right over, and the defenders get it back, leading by 7, 56-49. 10-second difference, shot clock and game clock, and Dort College turns it over in the backcourt. That's going to go against Rinesmith. So Morningside will get it back with a chance to cut into the 7-point lead. They've been as close as 6. Dort College does have a foul to give before Morningside is in the bonus. Mustangs, backdoor cut, driving layup, and they're as close as they've been since the first half. It's 56-51 on the drive and bucket by Brown. Brown with a two-point basket. Over the top, the pass to Gasink. Gasink shields the player. Bullyu commits the personal foul. Gasink gets the shot to go, and Jamie Gasink will go to the free throw line now for the three-point play opportunity. Dort College leading 58-51 with 17.7 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Gasink is a 77% free throw shooter, 9.9 points per game, her scoring average. Trying to make it an 8-point lead again for the defenders. Free throw by Gasink is up, and that one drops through. Gasink with five. She'll check out. Fetters will check in. Well, Dort College will get their five players on the floor. 17.7 seconds remaining. Bohensky will bring it up. Bohensky across the timeline. Bohensky on the right side driving. Kick out pass goes into the corner. 6 seconds left. Dort College does have a foul to give. They won't use it. Shot on the perimeter, no good. Cruz gets the long rebound, throws it up, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Dort College leads 59-51. We head to the fourth quarter right after this. 59-51, the Dort College defenders leading Morningside as we head to the fourth quarter of play. They get the ball inbound to this is Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz using her dribble. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it to Flown. Flown in traffic. Puts the shot up and it's blocked away by Sydney Hupp. Here comes Morningside and Ackerman. Ackerman with a basketball. Ackerman feeds it left wing. Nothing there. Now out front, Ackerman. Ackerman gets the ball. They feed it left side. Working it is Brown. Brown ended up with 9 points in that third quarter. She'll let fly with a three, and she hit it. Long three from the right wing for Brown, and the Dort College defender lead is 59-54. That's as close as Morningside has been. That matches the smallest deficit of the second half for Morningside. Angbers with it on the left wing. She did not play much of the third quarter after getting her third foul early in the third quarter. Angbers with the basketball. Gets it over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Flown. Flown puts it up, and she is blocked and then gets called for a foul from behind. Sydney Hupp fouled on the play by Alyssa Flown. That's foul number one on Flown. 1 minute gone and 1 minute and 2 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Dort College leading 59-54. Morningside basketball. Feed right side Bohensky. Bohensky, that is, guarded by Giesing. Hands it back to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl to Hupp. Hupp in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Giesing. Giesing with the basketball. Giesing working against Bohensky. Gives it up to Rinesmith. Rinesmith right side Cruz. Cruz looking. Giesing tries to find Palama. And it's taken back by Bohensky. Left side, Brown. Brown, another three. It's good. Madison Brown with her third three of the half. 15 points for the ball game. The Dort College lead is 59-57. Giesing with the basketball out front. Giesing down on the floor. And now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Morningside basketball. So Morningside will inbound the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. Morningside has not led since it was 2-0. A three-point basket now would give them a one-point lead. 2 minutes gone in this fourth quarter. On the right side of the basketball is Brown. Brown to Bohensky. Bohensky to Ackerman. Ackerman out front, it comes to Brown. Brown puts up another three. Missed it, no good, but there for the rebound and the putback. Here's Morningside Sydney Hupp. Hupp got fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to try and unlock a 59-59 tie. So Sydney Hupp, the 6 foot freshman from O'Neill, Nebraska, has 10 points. And she's 4 for 4 from the free throw line. She's a 71% free throw shooter, and her free throw is up and good. 60-59, Morningside takes their first lead since it was 2-0. 7:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Dort College needs a basket, and they need one badly. Cruz dribbles through the press, drives in, puts it up, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kim Cruz put her head down, drove to the basket, finished with a left hand, and got fouled on the play. She's got 10 points. She'll try to reestablish a two-point lead for the defenders. Cruz this afternoon, or this evening, I should say, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. 61-60, our score. The defenders back in front by one. Free throw by Cruz is good. The old-fashioned three-point play is completed. And the defenders lead 62-60, 7:30 remaining. Morningside basketball. They feed it to Lemkuhl. Lemkuhl working against Bausma, trying to post her up. Spins into the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound Gasek, and she is fouled from behind by Bahansky. Bahansky whistled for her third personal. On the rebound, she climbed over the top of Jamie Gasek. Gets whistled for the personal. Outdoor College inbounding, length of the floor in front of them. Madison Brown taps it away. 7:18 remaining. Pass goes over to Evavold. Evavold across the timeline working against Ackerman. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Gasek. Gasek dumps it off for Rinesmith. Left side, Cruz. Cruz with it, 12 to shoot. Now Gasek. Gasek on the right wing, feeds Evavold. Evavold facing up, kick out, Rinesmith on the way. Bang, bang, bang! Annie Rinesmith, her sixth three. Dort College leads 65-60. Morningside basketball, trying to back her way in as Hop. Losing it. Dort College, Cruz comes up with the basketball after Brown turned it over. Dort College leads 65-60. Gasek for the basketball. Dort College up by five. 20 on the shot clock. Pass into the corner, Evavold. Evavold over to Cruz. Cruz, they find Rinesmith. Rinesmith, two players around her. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, Gasek. Gasek too strong with a three, but there for the rebound. And the putback is Evavold, and Evavold can't get the shot to go. Might have got fouled. No call made. Here comes Ackerman. And Ackerman's going to drive in, and Rinesmith is going to be called for a block. Rinesmith trying to step in to take the charge. 6:03 remaining. Free throws on the way for Ackerman, a 66% free throw shooter. She's got 7 points as she makes the first one. Another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Ackerman makes one of two. Dort College leads 65-61. Cruz with the basketball, three players around her. Fires it back over to Gasek to Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes back right side over to Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz, left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, cross-court pass, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the Mustangs. And that goes against number 15, Jenna Bork, I believe. Team foul number three on the Mustangs. A lot of time left in this one. A lot of timeouts left in this one as well. Dort College with a four-point lead. Rinesmith inbounding, a fresh 30 for Dort College. Evavold with the basketball up front. Engbers. Engbers gets it right side. Rinesmith, another one. Yep! Annie Rinesmith. 68-61. Dort College leading by seven. Ackerman drives in, and she's stripped on the way up by Bausma. Kenzie Bausma whistled for the personal. So Bausma whistled for foul number two. And Lexi Ackerman will go to the free throw line to shoot another two. First free throw is up and no good by Ackerman. Ackerman now 1-for-3. And another one on the way. Rinesmith with 7 3-point baskets made. Ackerman makes one of two for the second time this evening. And the defender lead is 6, 68-62. Rinesmith with a basketball crossover. Her pass deflected, picked up by Gasek. It gets it across half court. Comes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in, dump it underneath. Bausma, 2-point bucket, good. Kenzie Bausma with 5. Dort College leads 70-62. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound cleared out by Evavold. Evavold to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it, and Bahansky whistled for the personal foul. Bahansky whistled for her fourth. And with 5:03 remaining, Dort College owns a 8-point lead. So the Dort College defenders with a basketball in the backcourt. Andor College will get the ball inbounded. Angburst gets it over the top to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with a basketball. Rhinesmith has the dribble. Passes it off. Now they go high post. Bausma. Bausma puts it on the floor. Drops it off for Paloma. Paloma underneath. Paloma kicks it out. Angburst. Angburst three ball. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Ackerman. Ackerman with a basketball. Pass comes right side. Return pass. They're looking for Ackerman. They dump it down low instead. Shot no good. Paloma with a block shot. Rebound. It's down on the floor. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 70-62 our score. 4:29 remaining. On the floor for the defenders as the possession arrow flips. It'll be Angbers, Flown Cruz, Bausma, and Paloma. Cruz steps through the trap. It's a jailbreak. Left side it goes Bausma. Bausma back over to Flown. Flown gives it up Angbers. 22 on the shot clock. Back over to Bausma. Bausma with the basketball to Angbers. 18 to shoot. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz tries to dump it off and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Morningside basketball. So Dort College with an 8-point lead, 70-62, 4:12 remaining. Into the front court, the Morningside Mustangs, Moser. Moser at the top of the key, picks up her dribble, comes back right side over to Ackerman. Ackerman working against Flown, comes back, Moser. Moser, Lemkiel, Lemkiel, three, good. Lauren Lemkiel with another three. It's 70-65, and just like that, Morningside back to within two possessions. In the backcourt with it is Flown. Flown to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Comes back to Paloma. Paloma to Flown. 3:37 remaining. Driving in, Flown. Flown lost it. It was stripped. Rebound, loose basketball. Right side, two-pointer is up and good. A two-point basket for Madison Brown, and it's back to 70-67. Dort College by three. 3:17 remaining. Left side with it is Cruz. Cruz directing traffic out front. The Dort College defenders, they feed it to Paloma. Paloma out front, Bausma. Bausma, floater in the lane, yes! Two-point basket for Bausma. Bausma with seven. Dort College leads 72-67, but answering with a three is Brown. Brown with another three. She's got 20 in the second half. The Dort College lead is 72-70. 72-70, Dort College by a deuce. On the right side with it is Flown. Flown in between the circles, 17 to shoot. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz to Angbers. Angbers shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. ...72-70... Dort College by two. Pruitt will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane. Dort College with a fresh 30 to work with. Pruitt gets the ball inbounded. No, it's taken back by Cruz. Ackerman, now it's taken back by Dort College. Bausma goes left corner, Pruitt. Pruitt, left wing. Comes back out to Angbers. Angbers cross-court pass, Gasing. Gasing ball fake, puts it up in traffic. Good. Two-point basket for Jamie Gasing, and the Dort College lead is 74-70. 2:05 remaining. Into the front court is Ackerman, and Ackerman is fouled. Foul called on the defenders. ...74-70, Dort College by four. And free throws on the way for Ackerman. First one is off the mark, no good. So Lexi Ackerman misses the first one. Just a 66% free throw shooter this season is Ackerman. Pruitt checks out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders, it's Cruz, Rinesmith, Gasing, Angbers, and Palamon. 2:02 remaining. Ackerman can make it a three-point ball game. A one-possession contest with a made free throw here, and she makes it. Ackerman now with 9 points. The Dort lead is 74-71. Gasing for the basketball, under 2 minutes to go. Left side pass, Rinesmith. Dort College in need of a bucket again. Pass goes right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama reverses Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes back over to Angbers. 9 to shoot. Here's Cruz, and Cruz is fouled on the play, and that's going to be the fifth foul against Morningside in this half. Lexi Ackerman whistled for her second personal foul. Kenzie Bosma will be checking into the game after the first free throw by Cruz. First free throw by Kim is short, no good. Another one on the way for Kim Cruz. 1:39 remaining in regulation. Dort 74, Morningside 71. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort has 3 timeouts remaining. Morningside has 4 left in their pocket. Cruz misses that free throw. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing for the rebound. Offensive rebound on a missed free throw. The Dort College defenders with the basketball. Rinesmith. Rinesmith left side, Cruz. Cruz back over to Gasing. 18 to shoot. Bausman back to Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith thought about the 3, decides against it. Rinesmith will back it out. 10 now, 9. 8. She's got it straight on, well beyond the 3-point line. Step back 3 on the way. Hangs on the rim and it goes in. 24 for Rinesmith. She ties a single game record for the defenders with that made 3. Dort College leads 77-71. Shot on the other end by Brown is good. She's got 22 in the second half. Dort College leads 77-73. Under a minute to go. Dort College by 2 possessions. They pass it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, the hot hand all night. She's got 8 made threes. She caught every part of the rim before that one fell through. Dort College can take it down to 28 seconds before they have to shoot. Rinesmith gets a screen. Back out front, Cruz. 6 to shoot. Cruz driving in. Draws contact. Shot on the rim, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on Morningside on the rebound. Jenna Bork whistled for the personal, her second. Dort College by 2 possessions with 29.5 seconds remaining. Morningside entered play today, the number 8 team in the country. Morningside 11-5 in the conference, 22-6 overall. Dort College by 2 possessions. There's 29.5 seconds remaining. And Shea will shoot another free throw after she missed the first one. She's got another one on the way. This one is up, and that one's good. It's a 6-point ball game. Shea Palama makes 1 of 2. Dort College will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. Dort College by 5. 29.5 seconds remaining. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Morningside Mustangs are now going to use a timeout. Talking a lot of strategy over in their huddle. ...78-73 our score. 5-point lead for the defenders. 29.5 seconds remaining. And the Mustangs will use a timeout here to advance the basketball. What a ball game this has been. Dort College fending off the Morningside rally. And Morningside down 5, 28 seconds left. They get it over to Brown. She's had the hot hand. They set a screen for Lemkuhl out front. Back over to Brown. Brown down to the baseline, and she stepped on the sideline out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball on the turnover. Oh, my goodness. Could it be Dort College is going to win their 4th out of 5 games? And the Dort College defenders will call a 30-second timeout. And they will advance the ball to the front court as well. With 21.2 seconds remaining, the Dort College defenders try to knock off their second-rated foe in this stretch. And if not for a meltdown against the Doan College Tigers, Dort College would be looking at a five-game winning streak. As it is, the Dort College defenders on the brink. They lead by five, 78-73. And what a run the Dort College defenders have put together. Let's see what they have left in them here for this final 21.2 seconds. You take care of the basketball, you make some free throws. You're going to be in great position. Andy Rinesmith will be inbounding the basketball. 78-73, Dort College by five. Rinesmith inbounding by the Dort College bench. Throwing the ball in, Rinesmith, Bahansky to Garter. Well, if you throw it in, you want it going to the basket. They get it into Pruitt, and Pruitt is fouled on the play by Jenna Bork, and Abby Pruitt will go to the free throw line, an 85% free throw shooter. And the Dort College defenders will be shooting free throws. I know the questions are going to be coming. When was the last time the Dort College defenders knocked off the Mustangs? I'm checking my historical records as I speak. So bear with me as we take a look at those. First free throw by Pruitt is good. Another one on the way. That one's in and out, no good. It's a two-possession ball game. And Morningside will call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Mustangs. It's still a two-possession ball game, 79-73. The Dort College defenders leading by six. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 79-73, Morningside down six with the basketball. 18.5 seconds remaining. Both teams are in the bonus. They're looking for Brown. They feed it to Lemkuhl out front. Lemkuhl, long three, banks it, no good. Rebound, Gasing, that might do it. 13 seconds in the backcourt. Gasing gets it ahead to Bausman. Bausman is fouled on the play by Lemkuhl. And dare I say, well, we can't call it yet because I've been around so long. I've seen so much crazy stuff. But one free throw goes in, and we'll call it for the Dort College defenders. 79-73, Dort College up two possessions. They can make it a three-possession game here. Body language not good for the Mustangs right now, and that'll do it. Kenzie Bausma knocks down the free throw. And the Dort College defenders are going to win this basketball game. It's a three-possession contest. The math gets pretty hard to work out. Bausma makes that one as well for good measure. And the defenders lead at 81-73. Timeout on the floor, charged to the Mustangs with 10.2 seconds left. And for the first time since the 2009-2010 season, the Dort College defender women are going to knock off the Morningside Mustangs. You go back those 7 years, and it was Dort College winning here in Sioux Center, 77-72. It was just 2 weeks ago, Dort College knocked off nationally rated Northwestern. Here this evening, Dort College is going to take down the number eight team in the country, the Morningside Mustangs, in upset fashion. And no team playing as well as the defenders right now, other than Concordia in the GPAC, Dort College will win their fourth game in five tries. It's all a formality at this point. Bahansky will throw the lob. It's deflected, picked up by Palama. She's fouled in the backcourt. And the Dort College defenders are going to walk the other way, and they will bask in this victory. They'll have an opportunity to just walk the other way and shoot free throws with Shea Palama shooting two. So Shea Palama will shoot two free throws. First free throw by Shea. In and out, no good. Bausma will check out of the ball game. Rinesmith with those record-tying eight threes will check out as well. Checking into the ball game is Norton along with Paige Angbers. Another free throw on the way for Palama. This one's up, and that one's good. Shea Palama, one for two from the free throw line. 82-73, Dort College leads. Morningside driving in is Brown, and Brown is stripped on the way up by Kim Cruz. And with 2.9 seconds left to go, Dort College can just simply allow Morningside the basket. It's good. And that's the end of the ball game. Our final score, Dort College 82, Morningside 73. The Dort College defenders improved to 4-13 in the conference, 12-15 overall. Morningside falls to 11-6 and 22-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 82-75 the final. Dort College upsets number 8-rated Morningside this evening in GPAC women's play. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has made her way out of the locker room, and we'll be visiting with her in just a moment. In fact, let's do that right now. The Dort College defenders victorious by a final score of 82-75. And tell you what, I want to make sure that I'm able to get this recorded, and having just a little bit of an issue. Want to make sure that everything is just right. And it looks like we are close. And there we go. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson joins me, and Coach, congratulations first of all. Last week it was the first win over Briarcliff at Briarcliff, and I believe it was 10 years or so. Here tonight you knock off the Morningside Mustangs, first win in the series for the Dort College defenders since 2010, 77-72, a victory back in Sioux Center back 7 years ago. Congratulations. I would imagine a very happy locker room with your team after this contest.
Yeah, our girls are having a lot of fun right now, and I think it's starting to pay off for us. You know, we felt like we started playing good basketball the last time we played Morningside. We just had to clean up some things. And even though it wasn't always the prettiest game tonight, you know, we came out, we made shots, we played with a home crowd behind us, and we had a lot of fun.
You were able to play from in front. They had a 2-0 lead, and then you built the lead 39-25. How important is it when you're playing a team like Morningside, playing a team like Briarcliff that relies so heavily on their defense? How important is it to play from in front against a team like that?
Well, I think especially tonight it's incredibly important, because not only do they have a strong defense, but they have a high-powered offense. They can hit threes in, I guess, clumps, and they did that tonight. But since we had built the lead, we were able to stay comfortable and stay composed and stay ahead even when they went on their runs.
Morningside did take the lead early in the fourth quarter, 60-59, and then it was a three-point basket. I believe it was Annie Rinesmith that hit one of her eight threes to answer. What a game by Annie Rinesmith here this evening, and you said that, and that's the player you recruited. That's the player that you believe she can be, and tonight she showed a lot of offense, and she did a lot of good things for your team.
Yeah, you know, Annie's playing really well right now. She's got some players around her that are able to do some things, and I think you mentioned to me relieve some pressure off of her, which allows her to play a more relaxed game. I remember watching Annie as a ninth grader, actually, when I was coaching against her in a JV game, and she had 20 points on me in a JV game in one half of basketball. And that's pretty bad coaching defensively, but that's the kid I've always seen. That's the kid I've known for 5 years now, and that's, I'm excited to see her continue to develop.
She also ends up with six assists, and she was finding people. When Morningside came out to defend the three, she wasn't forcing shots. She was taking what was there, and that's a sign of a maturing point guard.
Yeah, Annie's played really high level of basketball for a long time and with some really talented players, so she's had the opportunities to develop her court vision, and she really finds people in the right spots that lead them to scoring without them having to do much of the work. I think it's been a couple of games here where she's had six assists. I think in most of our wins she's had five or six assists, and that's a huge key to our success. You know, we look at the stat here where we had 16 assists on 29 baskets. That's something that we're pretty happy about. Whenever you have assists on over 50% of your baskets, that's really what we're looking for in our offense.
Jamie Gasing, 13 points and 10 rebounds, none of them bigger than that offensive rebound off of a free throw. When you're coaching against that, it drives you crazy. It's a backbreaker. And it just felt like after that happened, your team was in a good position. Gasing, the type of player who just finds the basketball.
Yeah, you know, that's not necessarily a miss that you see from Shea Paloma very much at the free throw line. But I heard their coaches on the bench yelling early, don't get outplayed, don't get out hustled. And when you play Jamie, you are going to get outplayed and you are going to get out hustled because she knows how to play hard every single possession. And she knows the moments that are really, really valuable for her team. And she had some big plays against Northwestern, and that was the biggest play of the night, in my opinion.
Why are you shooting the ball so well right now? Can you put your finger on it?
Honestly, I think it's because we're having fun. We're really relaxed right now. We found an offense that works for us. Our girls really care about each other and believe in each other. They tell each other that every day. We're being really intentional about that as coaches and reminding them how good that they are. And we're having a lot more fun than I think we were earlier this season.
Coming out of this one now, you've got to follow it up. Play College of St. Mary on Saturday. First time around when you played College of St. Mary, I got the sense that that's one of those games really would like to, you'd like to have back. Well, you have an opportunity to try and rebound and get a split on Saturday against CSM.
Yeah, you know, that was one game that definitely stung a little bit. We left the locker room knowing we had to make some changes. We had to make some changes in the way we were coaching the kids. We had to make some changes to our offense that would allow us to get people different looks to the basket. You know, we were coming off a couple of wins from Christmas, and I think we were just pretty content to just show up. And so we definitely look back at that one, and we're thankful for it because it's something that we really learned from, and I think that's when we really started to turn a corner in our mentality and our mindset, especially as a coaching staff, of how we were going to change things in order to make our team successful. But it definitely, it's a little bit bittersweet to have that feeling where you're thankful for it, but you wish you would have had that one on the first time around.
Coach, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy this one for the evening and get ready for Saturday.
Thank you.
That's Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. Let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 29 of 57 from the floor for 50.9%. 12 for 22 on threes, 54.5%. That'll win you some games. Dort College, 12 for 20 from the free throw line for 60%. For the Mustangs, 26 of 71 from the floor, 36.6%. 10 for 30 from the three-point line, 33.3%. 13 of 20 on free throws, 65%. Dort College wins in spite of committing 26 turnovers. Morningside had 13 turnovers. Rebounding, Dort College had a 47-33 rebounding edge. Morningside had 18 steals. Dort College had 6. The defenders were led by Ryan Smith with 24 points. 8 of 9 from the three-point line. That ties a school record established earlier this year in a win over the Valley City State. I beg your pardon, that was over Mayville State, I believe, back in November. And it was set by Paige Ingbers with 8. She's got company now. Annie Rinesmith converts 8 to tie the record. Jamie Gasink with 13 points, 6 of 10 from the floor. 11 for Kim Cruz, 10 for Paige Ingbers, 6 for Shea Paloma. Kenzie Bausma had 9, Abby Pruitt had 1, Aunt Peyton Armson had 6, Rachel Evavold had 2. For the Mustangs, Madison Brown had 24, all in the second half. She was 9 of 18 from the floor. Lauren Lemkiel ends up with 22 points, Sydney Huff with 11, Lexi Ackerman with 9, Taylor Bahensky with 2, Rochelle Hausch with 2, 1 for Tristan Bulieu, 3 for Jordan Moser, and one for Alexandra Gill. Dort College's Shea Paloma led all players with 11 rebounds. Jamie Gasink ends with 10. 6 for Kenzie Bausma, 6 for Kim Cruz, 5 for Rachel Evavold. For Morningside, Lauren Lemkuhl had 11. Lexi Ackerman had 7. 5 for Sydney Huff, 5 for Alexandra Gill. Lexi Ackerman had 4 assists. 2 assists each for Taylor Bahensky, Abby Dreeling, and Jenna Bork. For Dort College, 6 assists for Annie Rinesmith, 2 each for Jamie Gasink and Paige Ingbers, and 2 for Alyssa Flone. 6 different players had 1 steal each for the Dort College defenders. Dort College victorious over number 8 Morningside, 82-75. We turn the page, and we get into the men's contest. We'll go through the GPAC women's basketball scores as well when we resume our postgame show, and we follow that into the pregame show. Dort College and Morningside men's basketball on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Welcome back to the DeWitt Gym. Other GPAC basketball scores from tonight: Concordia over Doan, 97-73. Concordia wraps up at least a share of the GPAC title. Dakota Wesleyan is going to defeat Briarcliff. No final yet, but that's under a minute to go in a double-digit lead for the Tigers. Midland over the College of St. Mary, 80-59. Midland improves to 7-10. College of St. Mary falls to 1-17. Northwestern, a winner over Mount Marty, 64-55. Mount Marty falls to 5-12. Northwestern improves to 9-9. Game you just listened to, Dort College women upset number 8 rated Morningside, 82-75. For the defenders, they improve to 4-14, while the Mustangs fall to 11-6. Morningside pretty tight grip, though, on the number 4 spot in the standings. That's probably going to prevent them from moving up, though. Dakota Wesleyan is going to go to 13-4 in GPAC play. Doan slips to 7-10, and Briarcliff goes to 8-9. Here are the standings right now. Concordia 16-0. They've got a share of the title wrapped up. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan are 13-4 each, and Concordia would have to lose out. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan would have to win. One of them would have to win out in order for it to be a shared title. Morningside's 11-6. Northwestern goes to 9-9. Briarcliff 8-9. Doan and Midland are 7-10. Mount Marty is 5-12. Dort College is 4-14. College of St. Mary is 1-17. In case you're curious, Dort College 3 games out of the final spot in the GPAC playoffs. Doan and Midland are right now tied for the 7th spot, in effect the 8th spot, at 7-10 each. Mount Marty is 5-12. Dort College is 4-14. Dort College concludes their season with 3 games, 1 each against the College of St. Mary, Mount Marty, and they will go to Concordia 1 week from this Saturday.